The Mishnah says in the very beginning of the third parak of Masechas Megillah that two people can read the Megillah at the same time. However, the Gemara adds, that's not the case when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah. That Shrei Kalei Lo Mishtamai, two people can't be heard well at the same time, and therefore two people don't read at the same time. Only one person reads. Nonetheless, the Rosh there writes that that's according to the original minhag, which was that the person who was called up for the Aliyah would read the Torah. Nowadays, we have a Balkare. A Balkriya reads the Torah on behalf of the Ole, either not to embarrass people who don't know how to do it properly, or because we think people will do it, even though they don't really know what they're doing, we won't be Yotze. And it's not really possible, doesn't really make sense, for the Ole to make the Bracha and the Balkriya to do the reading. How could you make a Bracha on someone else's reading? And therefore, the Ole must read along together with the Balkriya. It's not a violation of what the Gemara says, because the Gemara is referring to people who read out loud in a way that would be disturbing and confusing for the Tzibur. But if the Ole will read softly along with the Balkriya in a way that's not confusing for the Tzibur, then that will not be a problem of Trei Kalei Lo Mishtamai. The Mechaber quotes this in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph Siv Beis, that the Ole who gets an Aliyah must read along together with the Balkriya. And in fact, if he does not do so, it's considered to be a bracha levatala. Many people are not aware of this, and they don't read along with the Balkriya. But this is what the Mechaber says, that if the Ole does not read along with the Balkriya, then his bracha is levatala. In fact, in Kuf Lamed Tes, again, the Mechaber writes that we don't call up people for aliyahs if they're not able to read along with the Balkriya. If they don't know how to read, from the Sefer Torah, or if the person, Rachman Litzlan, is blind, unfortunately, he won't be able to get an aliyah. Interestingly enough, the Ramah there disagrees. Whereas in Kuf Mem Aleph, when the Shulchan Aruch says it's a bracha levatala, if you don't read along with the Balkriya, the Ramah does not disagree. In Kuf Lamed Tes, the Ramah writes that the minhag is, yes, that we do call people who are not able to read along with the Shliach Tzibur. So, and the Mishnah Berurah there explains that it's based on Shomer Ka'onel, listen to the Balkriya, and he'll be Yotzei through that. Famous discussion, how do you understand Shomer Ka'onel? It's like you're actually saying it, or you just Yotzei with the Balkriya. That will certainly make an impact on this issue. But the Mishnah Berurah asks, in the Be'er Halach and Kuf Mem Aleph, this seems to be a contradiction in the Ramah. He doesn't say anything in Kuf Mem Aleph when the Mechaber says it's a Bracha Levatala, if you don't read along with the Balkriya. And in Kuf Lamed Tes, he says, we're willing to call people for aliyahs even if they are not able to read along with the Balkriya. So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, basically it's as follows. If we have no choice, you know, then the Ramah is willing to rely on those opinions. The Ma'aril, who says that it's okay if you don't read along with the Balkriya. If you have a person who can't read, or a blind person, you're never going to call him up for an aliyah. It'll be very insulting, could lead to machlokas. He's willing to rely on the Ma'aril, even though he doesn't really like it. And Dr. Moshe says he doesn't really agree with the Ma'aril. But nonetheless, in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, if there's no choice, it would be better to go ahead, we can rely on the Ma'aril in order to avoid sticky situations. However, Lichat Chila and Kuf Mem Aleph, when the Mechaber is describing the proper procedure for Kriyas HaTorah, then the Ramah agrees that absolutely essential that the Ole should read along together with the Balkriya. This comes up again in Hilchos Kriya Shema, interestingly enough. The Mechaber writes in Simen Samach Vav, let's say they call up someone for an aliyah, and he's in the middle of davening, in the middle of Kriya Shema, so that should not really be done. Even if there's only one kohen, it would be better for him to say Kriya Shema outside in the hallway. We can call up someone else. But if they did call him up, so the Mechaber quotes two opinions. Should he actually interrupt in order to do the aliyah? And he says, no, he should not. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes, no, other Achronim, the Achronim disagree, and they say that he would interrupt. He would make the brachos, obviously wouldn't be able to say anything extraneous, and the Mishnah Berurah says he would not read along together with the Balkriya. Interestingly enough, again, that Lichatchila were very, very much makbid that the Ola absolutely must read along together with the Balkriya, but in a situation where there's no choice, where that's impossible, then we're willing to rely on that opinion of the Ma'aril that you can be Yosef through Shomer Ka'onel even if you do not read along together with the Balkriya. How should one read along together with the Balkriya? So the Mechaber writes that this is based on sort of making peace between the Rishonim and the Beis Yosef's understanding of the Zohar, that one should, the Ola should read along, but not even read along audibly, even for himself. He should not hear what he's saying when he reads together with the Balkriya. The Ramah says, even if he's mashmi al-aznav, even if he does hear, that's okay. The Mishnah Berurah is not 100% sure if the Rambam means that lichatchila the Ole should hear what he's saying, or that lichatchila should not hear what he's saying. But if he does, it's okay. That's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to prefer, that interpretation of the Rambam. But in any event, one lichatchila definitely should read along together with the Baal Kriya, super softly, not even to even hear what you're saying according to the Mechaber, or according to other opinions, you can hear what you're saying, but definitely not in a way which would be in any way confusing for the Tzibur. Have a wonderful day.